as you breathe in slowly in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing all tension to leave you with the exhalation of your breath. Feel only the relaxing as you breathe in and breathe out. As you breathe in and breathe out. Feeling the relaxation move over you. Feeling the tension leaving your body, if there is any. Focus only on your breathing and only on relaxing. As you breathe in now the golden white light, you see that light moving into your bloodstream and energizing the elements of your blood. And the blood, your blood, carrying those energized particles throughout your body. As your body is filling with light, when your body has completely filled with light, see the explosion of this white light outside of your body, going from within your body, outside of your body, so it is exploding completely around your body, as if you are becoming light itself. You are imbued with light. You are the light. Now all of your attention should be now at your high heart center. See your high heart opening, inviting you in. The Master said, "I stand at your heart's door and knock. If you would open it, I would come in and sup with you and you with me." So allow the Christ, invite the Christ to come into you now, into this high heart center. Feel your heart opening up, inviting these newer energies to come in. And as your high heart now is exploding with different colors, whatever color it is, doesn't matter. See it exploding with many different colors coming out of it. And your third eye becoming enlivened, awakened. See it opening now, as an eye would open, and see it opening wide. And the two now becoming connected energetically from the high heart center up to the pineal gland and the third eye and back down around to the high heart center, forming a vortex of energy. And as this vortex of energy is formed, it begins to spin more and more and more. Feel yourself, your consciousness moving into this vortex, which then brings you up into your the middle of your forehead, looking out through the third eye. And as you're looking out through the third eye, begin to move out through it, out into the room where you are, the space where you are in front of you, so that you are standing now in the pillar of light that has been formed there. And very important to look back now at your physical body sitting there or laying there, so that you get the sense of being separate from your physical body, but yet still attached. But have that sense of separation. And now, just as we did last evening, when you moved into your Merkaba light vehicle, into your Merkaba light body, move into that now. Move into that and see that enveloping your consciousness. as you become your light body, your light Merkaba body, and it becomes you. You are one and the same. And as you look up the pillar of light now, not actually going up it, but looking up it, you see that the pillar of light goes high, high, high up into the sky, up into the night sky. And begin now in your Merkaba body to begin to move up this pillar of light, higher and higher. Do not need to worry about moving as a group, but as an individual. And move up this pillar of light higher and higher and higher. Until you come to a point where it seems like it's time to stop. You don't want to or need to go any higher here. And from this point, feel yourself in your Merkaba body. If it hasn't already been spinning, see it spinning now. Feel it spinning around you, spinning and spinning. And as it's spinning, it is changing colors. Many different colors of the rainbow. All the different colors of the rainbow are coming forward. Even beginning to get a glimpse of some of the colors you haven't seen yet, but yet are still just a little bit outside of your knowing. And then stretching before you has appeared a bridge. A rainbow bridge. And as you are standing at one side in your Merkaba body and looking out across this rainbow bridge that arcs across the sky, and at the end of that, is the treasure at the end of the rainbow. But it is not a treasure as you know it, as you think of it. It is light. It is pure light. It is brilliant, pure light. And you begin now to move across this rainbow bridge. Moving across. And as you move across this bridge, you begin to feel differently with each step as you move across. Each step becomes a little bit lighter, a little bit lighter, a little bit lighter. And the colors around you begin to change and become more and more vibrant and brilliant and pulsating. The colors now are pulsating around you. And you begin to hear tones, various tones coming in. And these tones are resonating within your Merkaba body. And these tones and these colors pulsating are resonating all the way down to your physical body as you are aware of your physical body way back down there. And you continue to move across this rainbow bridge, step by step, feeling lighter, feeling freer, feeling more and more like you are becoming one with this bridge as you move across it. And the colors continue to pulsate, and the tones continue to ring. And then you may hear chorus of angels, different instruments coming through, a symphony. As you continue to move across this bridge closer and closer to the light. And you know as you are moving closer and closer to the light, you are letting your old self fall away. You are letting the old self within the old paradigm and all the old programming is being left behind way back down. And there is only the new programming that is coming in. The song, the colors, the vibrance, the motion, spinning motion, As you continue to move across this bridge, halfway now across the bridge, and it seems like so far yet to travel, but yet it is only a step, and another step, and another step, and you continue to move closer to the light. And this light is beckoning you now. This light is calling to you. For it is the culmination of your journey. It is what you have come here for. It is the promise that you were made and that you made yourself. All is coming together. All is as it needs to be. Nothing is being left to chance here. You are moving across this bridge and knowing and understanding and believing that you are the one. You are the one. As you continue to move further and further over this bridge, the tendency is to want to dash across the bridge, but do not do it. If you have already jumped across, come back. Allow yourself to feel this movement across this bridge. It is important. It is important to feel the motion across it. It is important to know that this is the journey that you are taking, and this is the end of the journey that you are taking. As you are moving closer and closer to the other end of the bridge, where the pot of gold remains for you, beckons to you. And finally, the end of the bridge is in sight as you begin to move down across the arc of the bridge, down closer and closer to the light. And as you move closer to the light, it is beckoning you more. It is attracting you more. It is calling to you. You can even hear it calling to you. You can feel it calling to you. And the colors around you have taken on a sound of their own. And the tones coming in have taken on a hue of their own. Feel yourself moving closer. And here you are now, in approaching the light. And as you put your hand out, your hand of consciousness, the body that you are in, your Merkaba body, give it arms, legs, if it doesn't already have it. Put your hand out and touch this light. Feel your hand moving into the light ever so slowly, moving into the light, penetrating this light. And then your whole arm going into this light. And your other hand and arm going into this light. And now your face is beginning to push into the light. And for the first time you can see through this light now, through this veil. The veil is open to you. It is lifted. As you look into this light, what do you see? You see nothing but light. Light everywhere. But it is a feeling. It is something that is immersive. And it is engulfing you, pulling you in. Pulling you into this light. And as you move into this light, fully into it and become merged within it, you have a sense of knowing all. All is you, and you are all. There is no separation any longer between you and your higher self. This is your higher self. This is you. You are the essence. You are the creator. You are the master. You are no longer the slave. You are no longer the substance. You are no longer the created. You are the one. And the one is you. And you feel that sense of complete calm and tranquility. And feeling like you are falling into your mother's arms. Or falling into a beautiful pool of water that is enveloping you. Taking you in its arms, comforting you. But as it is doing that, you realize that it is you, and you are it. and the separation that has been there for so long between you and yourself, your higher God self, is no longer there. I and my Father are one. I am one with my God. I am one with God and the universe. I am the universe. I am God. I am the Creator. I am not the created. I am essence. I am not substance. I am master. I am not slave. I am that I am. And there is nothing that I am not. I am all, and I am nothing. For I am. Feel a sense of completion. Begin now to draw back out of this light, but bring this connection back with you. Bring this light back with you. Know that this light is you. This connection to your higher self is you, and you are it. And there is no longer any separation. There never has been a separation. The separation was in the programming that we needed to have to make this whole program and experiment possible. But it is no longer needed. There no longer needs to be this separation. So feel it, experience it, know it as it comes back with you, never to be broken again. Unless you decide to break it. No one can break the bond that has been formed unless it is allowed by you. So in so doing, whatever contracts that had been set up that were not of your doing, that were coerced into you in some way, are no longer valid. They are null and void. all contracts now. Before you came into this lifetime, before you came into this existence within the earth and this entire evolutionary program, all contracts are null and void unless you decide to continue them, unless you decide there is a need to have them. But no one can force this upon you anymore. So know that you are free now as you begin to move from this light back down in your Merkaba body. And this Merkaba body is now your light body. It is your light body that will be with you at all times and can be called upon at any moment for many different things. So allow yourself to move back down the pillar of light, coming back towards your physical bodies. And as you merge back in with your physical body, bring your Merkaba body and your higher self back in with you. Know that the connection is there, never to be severed again. Now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And look at this time now as, yes, a job well done. This is a time and a place and a moment that you, all of you, all of us, have been waiting for a very long time. We knew a long time ago that this moment would arrive. And we only needed to go through the various motions that were required of us to bring this time, this moment into existence. And as you look at yourselves now, even if you do not feel it fully, and it has not completely come over you yet, it will. For you have joined once again to your higher God self. That connection has been forged a long time ago. And the disconnect was there and made purposeful. But the disconnect is no longer. You have connected once again. So each and every day now, as you go forth, feel this connection, know this connection, speak to this connection, speak to your higher self as you would to a friend, to a relative, to a pet. Speak to your higher self. Love your higher self as it loves you. We say it here because it would be a he or a she, but as of yet you may not know which. But if you wish, give it a gender. Ask for a name. you will receive the name, if you did not already do that while you were there. All is coming together, my dear friends. All is coming together. We have traveled this journey together. And yes, even I, Sananda, as Yeshua, traveled this journey with you. As you know, I had my time here upon this earth. I left my mark upon this earth, just as you are leaving your mark now upon the earth. For all that come after you, not to remember your name, for that is not important, but to remember your essence, to know the consciousness that was once here, this consciousness that shifted all of mankind, that shifted the consciousness of the entire planet. You are that consciousness, the collective consciousness of man. And those of you that are the catalysts, those of you that have come forward, those of you that have chosen to lead the way, you are doing so. And we here, who at this time mentor to you, we marvel at all that you have been through. We look upon your faces now, and we see a remembrance coming within you, even if just a small glimmer is returning. But in the days, in the weeks to come, there will be much more than a glimmer that will show itself. Will first appear as a glimmer or seem as a glimmer, but it will become wider and larger. And soon, very soon, you will have memories coming back to you. You will have understandings and knowings coming over you. When you are able to access your higher self, you will have that knowing, that knowledge come within you. And you will understand at that time what this has been all about and why you chose to come here at this time, in this moment. All is in readiness. There are so many that are waiting to assist and are assisting in this very time. So many waiting for the remembrances to come back to you, for the memories to return, and the thoughts of those loved ones that you left so long ago return. So many of us are waiting and watching for that moment when you utter our names again. Even in just a small whisper at first, but then in a louder and louder, becoming deafening roar, as it all comes back. We are standing by, myself as Yeshua, Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, the one who serves, Ashira, and all of those that are waiting to welcome you into our arms. And what a glorious day that shall be when we once again grasp hands pull each other in to a full hug. Not a kneeling in supplication or respect. For if anyone should kneel, it should be us to you. But no, it will be a hug. It will be an embrace. It will be a kiss. Because all is in readiness. The time has come. Thank you for this time to be with you, even briefly, to share with you these moments. And I will certainly be with you again many times in the future, just as I am with you now. I am Yeshua. All peace and love go with each of you in these coming days. Simply remember who you are.
Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Ma Om Ma. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We are pausing here because we are looking around this group. Do we see something that was not there before? A countenance, a light. Do you feel this light?
Yes.
Do you feel the love that has come forth? Do you feel the connection that was made here?
Yes.
We can tell you now that this was a step, although a very major step, along the path of ascension here. Was it the final step? No. But it was a major step. And as Ashira said some time ago and again this weekend, lives will be changed. Lives are now changed. And you will see in the times to come, the next days, the weeks. Notice we are not saying months. The days and the weeks to come, you will find the veil that had been there for you will be gone. Does anyone feel here now that they are able to access their higher self? Anyone?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes.
At the calling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Very good. Do you feel the connection there? Do you feel that it has been re-established, you might say? In the times to come, there are going to be changes to this program that we have been on here. The program is no longer going to be the one who serves in the Shira show. The program is going to move to the Higher God Self show. Do you understand that which we speak?
Yes, I do.
We are going to be stepping back and allowing for the process to take hold here so that each and every one of you can come forward and come forth and come into your power, into your knowing, and yes, even though some would like to shy away from this, into your tendency to be a leader. Does one have to become a leader? No. For there needs to be those that would follow as well. For one cannot lead unless there are those that follow after. But there is need for those to come forward and take charge, to move ahead in certain directions that can bring you to the next steps that are ahead here and are needed. You will understand as we move along here. It is not to say we are saying adieu and we will never be with you again. Certainly not. But the process will be somewhat changing here. For the James has demonstrated here this day what can be accomplished from accessing your higher self and how the answers can come, not from another higher self, but from your own higher self. And you will be able to access that level of you to answer any questions that you might have. That is where you are going here. You have crossed the rainbow bridge in higher vibrations, not yet at the your conscious knowing self here now, but at the higher vibrations, your higher bodies have crossed the rainbow bridge. And you have moved into your rainbow body. Some of you have heard of this before. But you have not fully accessed your rainbow body quite yet. When that happens, you will know, as we have been saying. And the wave, as it comes, and you are beginning also to understand that you are the wave. You are the first wave, part of this first wave, if you desire to be so. And we say that because it is a decision that will need to be made at some point. A conscious, knowing decision on your part. And once those decisions are made, and you have fully taken on your rainbow body, and you have moved fully across the rainbow bridge, never to have to return. Notice we say have to return. You can always return as you wish, but never being forced to do so in any way. We'd also add one more thing before we release channel. This will very likely be the last time you will be gathering as a group in this way on such a weekend as this, what you are calling the advance. That does not mean you will not have another weekend together, but it will not be in the same way as this. If all things continue as they are planned. Notice we always add that little caveat there. That little, what's the word here?
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer, yes, you can use it as this. Fail safe. Yeah. A fail safe here. Because as you are knowing, and if you do not, you will know that Everything that happens is based on man's consciousness. And man's consciousness is continually changing. And you yourselves are affecting man's consciousness. You as a group, you as individuals, and what you have done this evening and in this entire weekend, you have greatly affected man's consciousness. This is not to give you a big head here. This is to help you to understand the importance of the collective consciousness, and how the collective consciousness is changed and worked with, and in some cases, by the use of those dark forces, manipulated. For they did manipulate the collective consciousness, but no longer. So, in some ways, consider this your graduation weekend. Don your robes. Take your certificate of graduation, your diploma, and go off happily here. That you have come to a graduation point. And no, it is not from kindergarten, as some say. You are much beyond that. At least grade school. No, we joke here. The times are short, my brothers, my sisters. Times are short indeed. Go now. With all that you have gained here, begin to disseminate these knowings to all that are ready for this. For did not the disciples with Yeshua, did they not receive their graduation? Did they not then go forth and shared all that they had learned? We are asking that of you now, to take upon the mantle once again that which is your destiny, what you have come here for. Why you are a part of this group. Why you have been drawn back together again as old souls coming together. This is that moment now where you begin to teach. And as the teacher is ready, the students will appear. We're going to leave you now. Not take questions now. We think you got a lot of questions earlier. Although the James can slip into that now, or anyone else can if they wish, as we depart here to answer the questions. We know there were some questions here. And it would be good at this time to allow for that process. Or as we are saying, this new process will supersede what we have been doing here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Shanti. Shanti.
Thank you.
And now you are the one. This is the source now, the source of all of those light bodies, all of those higher selves within this room once again. to answer any questions that may come up, to assist you, or to better direct you yourself to answer that question for yourself. Would there be any of the type of question now?
I had a couple of questions that we formed as a group. Number one, the date September 28th seems to continually come up as an important date, perhaps for this the wave to hit. Would you give us a hint of whether or not this is accurate?
Give the date, please.
September 28th, 2015.
Yes. And what is the significance of this date from your understanding?
From... I believe that the wave is going to hit earlier. I believe that this continued information given out about this particular date, it distracts people from just allowing things to be and to be open.
And as we look upon the various, those that are gathered here, all are wondering at this point, as their higher selves are communicating with each, when is this going to happen? What is going to happen? Why it is going to happen? And each, many across the entire planet are preparing for these changes, are preparing for this moment of time. But yet it is not a moment in time. It is a frequency of time, a frequency moment that will arrive. And it will arrive in the right moment when it is called for, when it has been called forth. And that is the difference here, as it is called forth. And it is those of you sitting here that have called it forth this day. And it is those of many groups across the land that have called it forth this day. And all are continuing to bring this momentum, and it is a momentum. It is a momentum that had been started some time ago. You can look back at it at your time of December 21st, 2012. This was the beginning of that momentum. It was the beginning of the wave coming in at that time. And it has steadily come in over these years since. And it has been called the tsunami of love. And this wave, the tsunami, has been sweeping across the land. But as of yet, it is still small. It is just the little waves. It is just the little ripples yet that come across. The large waves, what you would call the tidal waves, are still to come. And it is this point in time, this point in frequency that is arriving in your September. It is the moment that has been called for a very long time, and it is that moment that is being created for this expectation. Does that mean it will be in this September itself? Yes and no, because all is subject to change. All is subject to awareness changing about this particular time. As the focus is put upon this moment, put upon this month, this focus is creating the very changes that are being asked for here. It is purposeful by those of the higher levels to point out this particular time, this fall, this month of September and October. It is this expectations that have been created by these higher levels that are moving the general population to begin to understand that this is that time, and therefore they are creating it within their mind, and therefore are bringing about the intention to have this occur at this time. As to the significance itself of the September 28th, 2015, in a numerological point of view, and to look at that, that is also accurate. There is that connection as well. And it is that connection as far as the various alignment of the planets and all of this that bring about these changes and bring about this intention to create this change that is needed in this age that is fast disappearing here.
Thank you. Actually, I'm going to let go of the other question.
I have a question about
what just occurred. I'm not sure other people are feeling a little insecure. But was the purpose of what the one who served said to help empower us to be able to be autonomous?
Yes. In a very simple word, yes. The purpose of this exercise is to bring about the changes within you and the knowing within you that allows for this process to develop within you and not outside of you. So there is no longer going to be the need to reach outside of yourself and find the answers. The answers, as you know, are already within. They have always been within. There is nothing that cannot be answered already within you. There is only the need to understand and believe that. This is why it has been given. Believe and you will see. Attempting to bring you more and more and more to that total understanding that you are all you are and all you will ever need to be. There are no other questions, then we as the higher selves in this group leave you now.